Shabar shaa sundi, soba tamche saating bari. Chani ta, chidun nuishin taage shabar shaa sundi, dadi naga kemido, chani ka ta, chigji nyunyun chigir ta, chig nyunyun chigir ta ne, en dama, dudush sungi yin sung shaa. Sungi aage jojja di, kare sungi re eslam na, en da, dush tene yagu yore ta, gewe sungi roku ni nimgui tene sundi, nin jung che. Yasa dhamadun ji ngakwa nam sundu chanjuk sem che gandhan thandu nam ji jugun su zane yangdakwa dawa che chane dawa chabarun giwe ene lam ji soho naba sumbu di ene gangwa zirire ma thanda di asolpuge thanda delba jugwe ta ne eno ta di shegi yin sunga imare tenyang wala danyar jilada
and then the first verse opens the text by making a pledge to compose the text, and here it reads that as far as I'm able, I shall explain the essence of all the higher teachings of the victors, of the Buddhas, the path that all their holy children recommend, and the entry point for the, or the gateway for the fortunate ones seeking freedom. And here Lama Tsongkhapa is stating, making the point that he shall present succinctly in as lucid form as possible, within a very succinct form, the key teachings of the Buddha. And then he goes on to explain the characteristics of the teaching that is being presented here, and which is done in the three lines, the essence of all the high teachings of the victors. And this can also be, these three lines can be related to the three principal elements of the path, which is the subject matter of the text. The line which reads the essence of all the high teachings of the victors can be related to the practice of renunciation, and the path that all their holy sons or children recommend or praise can be related to the second element of the principle, second principal element of the path, which is bodhicitta, the altruistic intention. And in the next line, the gateway for the fortunate ones seeking freedom can be related to the third element, which is the perfect view of emptiness.
Gyawa gyewe lamla yi tuanpe kenda chata tawe yi yin yun sundi nende nyeba kuwa imare. Dan di gangba kongpa sumbu digi ini yang ngin yun che chanjuk sem che yang daba dawa ya kotuba she ni kanda lamji zogo naba sum tenye yuebe kansa digi ini tanwa chenbyo kone ini yun chik suwa imare.
And then the next verse, the verse 2, Lama Tsongkhapa encourages the readers, the listeners, to pay attention to the teachings. And here he calls out the line reads, the verse reads, "Listen with a pure mind, O fortunate ones who have no craving for the, no craving for the pleasures of life, and who wishes to make leisure and fortune meaningful, and who wishes to strive." To turn your mind to the path which pleases the victors. And here again Tsongkhapa is stating that those who have the aspiration and the interest to engage in the practice of the three principal elements of the path, such as renunciation, altruistic intention, cultivation of the altruistic intention, and cultivate development of perfect view of emptiness, you should listen with deep attention.
That's it. 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 Dende dunyi shiwe tamme la. Sila kamba yi jan lu jen nung guni chingshu tomo ngin zhung zaya sungde. Ngin zhung ki saba me na taba dunyi yung ma re. Eni, dagna shingi chik sibe pinzo li ya, eni, kuyo, gyan da nimi ma tong e, 왕기 인 시베 편조로 샹샤기리 지성의 샹샤기바 대책이 시버 코아라 랄 코아야게 아니 뒤진 아니 사이구야리 세니 어떤 내 인도산의 도망 인중으로 장고를 해서
And then in the following verses, Lama Tsongkhapa explains the three principal elements, the renunciation, altruistic intention, and the perfect view in their proper sequence. And so the first verse in that part, which is verse number three, here he first makes the case for the need for true renunciation. And the verse reads, there is no way to cease without pure renunciation, this striving for pleasant results in the ocean of life. It is because of their yearning and attachment to life as well that beings are fettered, and so seek renunciation first. And the point being made here is that so long as you haven't severed your You haven't sort of seized your sort of deep attractions to an attachment to the cyclic existence, to the unenlightened forms of existence. Then the yearning and the attachment for continual existence will persist, and that will continue to keep the cycle of a rebirth, birth in the continual kind of. Cycle of rebirth within the unenlightened existence. Therefore, one must reverse this process by first cutting the ties of one's attachments and attraction to the unenlightened existence, to cyclic existence.
No, yeah. So that's it. 다디 네버 중화 써야 되기 타바트니 시베 핀졸라 님이 돈에 다가 소리 되게 시베 코알이 인중에 아니 타바트니 다 삼바스 쓰도와 자 리미니스다 담바시 좀 된데 나 총고 당고 걸나 그 둘이야 담바시 송셔봤다 니 땡네 아니 군인 유무초하게 군대 니기 아니 코 코르츠 전에 남자 초하게 군대 니기 다네 아니 코알레 다네 타바둑스 다 디르시에 그 말이
So the term renunciation, the Tibetan term is Ngenjung or Ngebarjungwa, which literally means definite emergence. So the definition of renunciation, the true renunciation here, is the genuine wish to attain freedom from samsaric existence derived or grounded in or derived from a total sense of kind of sort of revulsion or repulsion against the unenlightened existence by gaining insights into the flaws and faults of samsara existence. So the very the definition of true renunciation or ngenjung underlines the point of the teachings of the Buddha on the Four Noble Truths, which is the core teachings of the Buddha of the first public sermon, where the first turning of the wheel of the Dharma, where Buddha presents in the succeedingly in two cause and effect sequences the process by which sentient beings revolve continually in the cycle of existence, unenlightened existence, samsara, and how how sentient beings can free themselves from the cycle of existence. Here, the first two noble truths, the truth of suffering and truth of its origin, presents the cause and effect of the process of being caught in the cycle of existence. The origin being the cause and the suffering being the result. And then the second two cause and effects, the true cessation and the true path, presents the causal sequence by which sentient beings can free themselves from this cycle of existence.
다다 말해도 뒤에 제가 있나? 에네 다 남들이 운이버 개천 보여래. 다가는 신기 사실로 그러면 수습시버. 다 그래서 다네 에네 코 죽음다 코 도름도 시작을 해.
From my own personal experience, I find explanations in the second chapter of Dhammakirti's Pramanavatika, commentary to exposition of the valid cognition, and also the 24th chapter of Nagarjuna's Mula Karika, Fundamentals of the Middle Way. I find explanations there on the process of how an individual revolves in the cycle of existence and the causal nexus and the complexity of the causes and effects explained there, and also similarly how the process by which the individual can get out of this cycle and move towards the freedom from samsara existence. I find those explanations in these two texts, that the chapter 24 of Mula Karika, the Fundamentals of the Middle Way, and chapter 2 of Pramanavatika, very helpful.
Oh, yeah. 대내다 탈바 되니 모두 영어리야 탈바 써야지 모신 거래. 니알다 르 가서 그게 또 잡아채니 지금 마다 임베 이주 삼고 때네 탈베 고아 차가지 고야 개심을이샤. 탈바 채매 나서 니 돼야 모주네 니알 이주 삼고 때네 탈베 고아 차가지 고야 개심을이. 자다 니니 잡아채니 탈바 채매 니 두고 죽는다 쳐도 기월이. 대 영어리야 아니 고등 세야들아 시고요래. 저다 고등 세야디 시버리야 머시 산제베 지금도 시자로부터네 타바송 그요래. 타바 세야디에니 난가 승규기 땡기 연대지기 때문에 타바 산제베 좀더 시자로 송 그요래. 양아가 있는 건지 무디부 좀더 되게 타바 타바 되겐서에 타바슬라 약거리지 치르기 내도 들려야 상담하는 연구해 봐래. 제 야나베다 가서 우리 심고래 그리고 윤채천도 대한 내시기 하래. 자가 간다 탈베 남산 되는 게도 먹고 열대 간다 탈바세야디 모도 건드신 분이 시해버리야. 아니 동리 참여 남산 시해와야 이렇게 하신 분이셔. 저 전에 이메일 산에 아니 뱅급하고 루루기 아니 성우 우메 따여가로 송시해봤다. 디 공부 틈을 모인 것 때 되는 게 산재장다 나와자고 아니 시화라. 디디기 슝리야 디거리 디디 슝리야 디브체니 아니 돈이 참여 남자디 아 고아차도지 디 때문에 아니 뇨모 세로이 시도 그래 어다 디 때문에 뇨모 참여 남자지 시도 그래 디 시에 타네 뇨모 세로이 시도 그래 데르르베다 뇨모 뇨모 녀모 예베 차네 다에니 개시 뇨모 내발라 개시네기 개시 똥대여 봐. 이 계시 덤댄디 다 고바싱나 고바타메도 필요해야 돼. 김진진대가 타네 뉴무 대응이 뭐지? 롤을 샤토도 와. 근데기 때문에 타바 내고 그래. 그래서 내 면에서는 흉디를 시작해야지 뭐래.
So, however, in order to develop a genuine aspiration to attain freedom from suffering, freedom from samsara, one must have, so first of all, some understanding of what we mean by freedom or liberation, moksha here, freedom from samsara, what do we mean by freedom here? And here, therefore, it is important to at least have some kind of conceptual and intellectual understanding based on some kind of study and learning. At best, one should be able to have a kind of a true knowledge and an insight into the nature of moksha, nature of nirvana or nature of liberation. And if that is not possible, at least one must have some kind of deeply felt understanding and at least conceptual or intellectual understanding of what is liberation, what is moksha. And to do that, therefore one must have some understanding of what is meant by the third truth, what is the nature of the third truth, that is the truth of cessation. Nirodha, the truth of cessation. And the truth of cessation, of course, we find and that all schools of Buddhism speak of nirvana, speak of liberation, spiritual liberation as a quality of mind rather than some external physical plane outside. We find tradition historically in ancient India, amongst the ancient Indian philosophical traditions, many of whom accept some notion and idea of spiritual freedom, some idea of liberation and moksha or nirvana. However, in other non-Buddhist schools, often we find the identification of the liberation with some kind of physical plane as an external reality. And in some context, one also find the implication that a true liberation can only take place when the continuity of the mind ceases. However, within Buddhism, in Buddhism, all four classical schools of Indian thought are unanimous in identifying the nirvana or spiritual liberation as a quality of a mind, as a state of mind. And however, the real understanding, the most profound and subtle understanding of nirvana, of liberation, can only take place if one has developed insight into emptiness, the profound emptiness. And here, one should rely on the teachings and the writings of the Indian master Nagarjuna, and whose principal commentators, whose viewpoints represent the most advanced and most sophisticated standpoint, are those of the Indian masters such as Buddhapalita, Chandrakirti, and Shantideva. And their reading of Nagarjuna's teachings on emptiness represents the highest form of interpretation of the Nagarjuna's teachings on emptiness, and it is through reading Nagarjuna through the commentaries of these three masters, we will also find a deeper understanding of the nature of our emotions, the afflictions of thought, and so on. And as a result of which, we will also begin to then see the possibility of a cessation, of the termination of the continuum of these negative qualities of mind, such as the mental afflictions, emotional afflictions, the fundamental ignorance, and so on. And we will then realize that these negative characteristics of our mind, such as the fundamental ignorance, the afflictions of afflictions of thought and emotions, not only have powerful antidotes, but also these powerful antidotes, when you cultivate them and when you develop them and when you enhance them over a long period of time, then there is a possibility that gradually, as a result of the application of these antidotes and cultivation of these insights within oneself, one will then be able to at least envision and imagine the possibility of the total removal of these negative aspects of mind. And that state that is free of all these negative characteristics of mind is the nirvana, is the true liberation. Given that this is the first session, we will not leave time for question and answers, but rather carry on of the reading of the text.
Yeah. And 아다 디샴데 정주 삼종 그도데 아다디 대비가 아다 쇼당 준비 과도와도와 수다 추시 윤지철 너가 내지 치워 담배담 당지자지 타워 부수수 몸이 몇 맞을 거냐 집 몸이 씹을 듯이 깨워로 두면 유지하며 반날 손데 내금 된들 줄베 아니 능수디 다 정이 내금 된대 다 능수디 줄바 삼네 민중으로 장야강 당당도 되브래
And then in verse 4, the text explains the actual thought processes for cultivating this true renunciation. And it reads, leisure and fortune are hard to find. Life is not long. Think it constantly and then overcome preoccupations to the concerns of this life. Think over and over how actions and their fruits never fail. And the cyclic the sufferings of the cyclic existence, and then overcome preoccupations and concerns of the future lives. And as to how one should reflect upon the nature of suffering of samsara, it is explained in greater detail in verse 7. In the context of the bodhicitta, context of altruistic intention, where we read the actual characteristics and the nature of suffering, it reads, they're swept along on four fierce river currents, chained up tight in past deeds, and hard to undo, stuffed in a steel cage of grasping at self, smothered in the pitch black ignorance. In the limitless round they are born, and in their births are tortured by the three sufferings without a break. So, although in the text itself these contemplations are presented in the context of cultivating compassion towards others, but here this could be brought up in the context of cultivating true renunciation and then reflect upon one's own nature of suffering by contemplating on the actual process of how we undergo suffering in the cycle of existence.
Then the Daniel Day and the Dishina, Tanjon Yagatella Longweber, Yelokomets in Nashadosundi, Machina Shamdish and Yagimdu, Shamdish and Yag, the Shura Chu Shi Dunishesadigi, any, Give it to me, chew it to me, buy it to me, buy it to me, get on the sheet to me, shifty, chushija, did you chushija? Get on the sheet, any, to me, rung shin jengi, that, chew, you chew, keep your ears.